בחינות הבגרות באנגלית מועד חורף תשע"ב 2012 לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון E. שלום רב לכם. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, Back to the Future. With us in the studio is Tom Blixen, author of the book, A New Look at Plastic. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon. I'm happy to be here.
Tom, why did you call your book, A New Look at Plastic?
Because I think it's important to look at plastic differently from the way most of us do these days. People generally have a negative opinion of this material, maybe because we often see lots of plastic junk in streets and parks, or hear about animals that die after swallowing bits of plastic. So I can understand why more and more people want us to use it less, or even to stop using it completely. But in my book, I try to show that things are not so simple. My goal is to remind people there are good reasons why plastic is an extremely important material.
I read in your book that when people started using plastic products at the beginning of the 20th century, they immediately saw how wonderful plastic was.
Yes, here was a material that was cheap, colorful, and didn't break easily, and could be made into almost anything you wanted. Toys, dishes, furniture. Not only that, but it could also replace natural materials like wood and leather. This meant that the use of plastic would also have a positive effect on the natural world. Fewer trees would be cut down, and fewer animals would be killed for their skins. So it's clear why people got excited when plastic first came on the market. And of course, the material still has the same advantages today.
But today we also know that plastic causes serious environmental problems. That's why many people believe we should use other materials instead. For example, we should use paper shopping bags instead of plastic ones. What do you say to that?
Actually, that won't really help. It may surprise you to hear that paper is also harmful to the environment. In fact, the production of paper causes more pollution, requires more energy, and uses more water than the production of plastic. As you see, other materials can cause problems too, so there is no reason to stop using plastic. But we do have to stop being so wasteful when we use it.
What do you mean?
Well, look at what we do today. Most of us take our groceries home from the supermarket and then simply throw out the bags. And it's not just bags. All kinds of plastic products are used only once. Of course, sometimes this is justified. Some medical equipment, for example, must be thrown out after a single use because using it on more than one person could be very dangerous. But think of the millions of plastic plates, spoons, cups, and bottles that are used just once and then thrown out. It's this wasteful behavior that is the real problem.
So, what do you suggest?
We should start giving plastic more respect. It's a strong and light material that is cheap to produce and easy to recycle. It can and should be used in ways that cause less damage to the environment. That means using plastic products again and again whenever possible, and recycling as much as we can. If we do this, plastic could turn out to be nature's best friend.
Thank you, Tom. That was fascinating. And to you, listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ואתה השידור השני.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, Back to the Future. With us in the studio is Tom Blixen, author of the book, A New Look at Plastic. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon. I'm happy to be here.
Tom, why did you call your book A New Look at Plastic?
Because I think it's important to look at plastic differently from the way most of us do these days. People generally have a negative opinion of this material, maybe because we often see lots of plastic junk in streets and parks, or hear about animals that die after swallowing bits of plastic. So I can understand why more and more people want us to use it less, or even to stop using it completely. But in my book, I try to show that things are not so simple. My goal is to remind people there are good reasons why plastic is an extremely important material.
I read in your book that when people started using plastic products at the beginning of the 20th century, they immediately saw how wonderful plastic was.
Yes. Here was a material that was cheap, colorful, and didn't break easily, and could be made into almost anything you wanted. Toys, dishes, furniture. Not only that, but it could also replace natural materials like wood and leather. This meant that the use of plastic would also have a positive effect on the natural world. Fewer trees would be cut down, and fewer animals would be killed for their skins. So it's clear why people got excited when plastic first came on the market. And of course, the material still has the same advantages today.
But today we also know that plastic causes serious environmental problems. That's why many people believe we should use other materials instead. For example, we should use paper shopping bags instead of plastic ones. What do you say to that?
Actually, that won't really help. It may surprise you to hear that paper is also harmful to the environment. In fact, the production of paper causes more pollution, requires more energy, and uses more water than the production of plastic. As you see, other materials can cause problems too, so there is no reason to stop using plastic. But we do have to stop being so wasteful when we use it.
What do you mean?
Well, look at what we do today. Most of us take our groceries home from the supermarket and then simply throw out the bags. And it's not just bags. All kinds of plastic products are used only once. Of course, sometimes this is justified. Some medical equipment, for example, must be thrown out after a single use because using it on more than one person could be very dangerous. But think of the millions of plastic plates, spoons, cups, and bottles that are used just once and then thrown out. It's this wasteful behavior that is the real problem.
So what do you suggest?
We should start giving plastic more respect. It's a strong and light material that is cheap to produce and easy to recycle. It can and should be used in ways that cause less damage to the environment. That means using plastic products again and again whenever possible, and recycling as much as we can. If we do this, plastic could turn out to be nature's best friend.
Thank you, Tom. That was fascinating. And to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.